Time to get to our weekend food section, and this morning we're going to be talking about a number of things, starting with pizza, with Dan Levy, who you hear on the John Landecker Show with those Monday night food fights, and he's also the host of the popular podcast Barguments, and I guess you argue about bars on that, right, Dan?
Oh, sure. That's one of many things we argue about, Bob. Bars, food, whatever you want to throw at me, I'll argue it with you.
And I love the food fights with John. Recently, it was avocados versus artichokes. It's the kind of issues that you normally have on Meet the Press or Face the Nation. Let's talk about pizza, though, first, because Yelp came out with a big survey listing Pequod's as the number one pizza in the country. Now, I mentioned the other day, I have never been a fan of the caramelized crust. Where do you rank Pequod's, Dan?
You know what? Unfortunately, I've only had Pequod's like at a party or somebody delivered it. I never had it actually there. So I've had, I guess, the Yelp's version of it where people deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought it was a decent pizza, but I still think Lou Malnati's, to me, is the better pie, because I like the thicker crust of it. The caramelized cheese, I think it's just a cool play on it, but I think it's just a trendy thing in that area that people really love. For me, it's decent, but I've never actually had it at the pizza place itself. But again, as far as Chicago pizza is concerned, I really like it, but I also think it's kind of interesting because an argument in Chicago that everybody always has is it tavern style? Is it deep dish? What are we all getting? And then everybody in Chicago will freak out and say, it's got to be tavern style. We like squares. And then these lists come out, and what are the pizza slices? It's Pequod's. It's Peace, which is a New York slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting that when they, you know, if you were to survey 10 Chicagoans right now getting off the Blue Line, they're all going to tell you tavern style. Then they actually give you a list like this, and you're like, no, you guys actually like the deep dish.
See, I always break it down, and you should do this. Two categories. You can do best deep dish, best tavern, or thin. The other Chicago pizza places that made the Yelp Top 100 list, and tell me if you have sampled any of these spots. We mentioned Peace Brewery and Pizza in Wicker Park.
I love that one.
Chicago Pizza and Oven Grinder in Lincoln Park. Man, that goes way back to the 70s.
That one is delicious, but that is like that also is a very non-conventional pizza. You're not getting just a regular slice there. It's a pie. Yeah.
Yeah. Spacca Napoli in Ravenswood. Oh, this place has been around forever, and I love it. Kalo Pizzeria Restaurant and Lounge in Andersonville.
That one is good.
And
that one is really good.
Coal Fire Pizza in Westtown. So those are the Chicago entries on that Yelp Top 100 list. And then there was another list that came out, and this was some organization in Italy. Top 50 Pizza is the name of this Italian, I guess it's a website, and one of the best 100 pizzerias in the world is in Chicago, according to this list. Never heard of Robert's Pizza and Dough on McClurg and Streeterville. Are you familiar with these guys?
The only time I've really heard of Robert's was when David Portnoy did the One Bite review of it, and again, that looked like a survey where the people didn't really leave the inner part of Chicago, like a touristy side. They didn't really actually venture out into the city. They just went to a pizza place. And again, they got a New York slice of pizza from Chicago, which we are not known for in this town.
No.
So I just think they just randomly were like, hey, we need an American place. Let's grab this guy. He's cool. Why not?
So if we were to just to go with the Dan Levy list of the top pizzas in Chicago, you mentioned Malnati's. Who else would be on your list?
You know what? I love Lou Malnati's. I love a good deep dish pizza. Whenever anybody comes to town, I enjoy. I'm a bigger guy. I like my food. I like the deep dish pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many mom and pop shops. There's a Pie-Eyed Pizza. It's right off the L line on right on Milwaukee, the Six Corners over there. There's Pie-Eyed Pizza, which they do great slices. They do a lot of cool themed pizzas. They do a lot of cool, like for Riot Fest, they have a bunch of different band themed kinds of pizzas. So that's a really cool place. Peace is really good. And I live in the south suburbs in Orland Parkish area. And there's a place called Chesden's, which is an amazing place where my favorite I'm always hunting for when it comes to pizza is those pepperonis that are really crisp on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like little cups with the grease grease are hidden in there.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that kind of pepperoni. So you got to kind of search for those kind of places that have that really crispy pepperoni. And that place in Chesdon's in the Homer Glen area, that is a really good pie.
I'm just taking a wild guess here that you're not a vegetables and spinach guy.
If it's on the pizza, sure.
Okay. I stand corrected.
I've never had a problem with anything in tomato sauce, to be honest. If arugula finds its way in there, I'm not going to be upset.
Can't wait to get the feedback from the listeners. We'll go through that in the mailbox on Monday. Meantime, after a break, I know you've done extensive research on some great places for a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and an unhealthy snack. So let's talk about that momentarily. This week in our Friday food section, Dan Levy, who you hear with John Landecker Monday night, debating very important issues like is an artichoke better or an avocado better? They've got the Monday Night Food Fight, and Dan hosts the podcast Barguments. Now we're going to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert with Dan. Let's start with breakfast, and what's your pick? What are you liking these days, Dan?
You know what? There's a few of these restaurants around that are kind of in the suburbs. It's called the Blueberry Hill Cafe. And it is one of those places that's only open for breakfast and lunch. It is fantastic. On the weekends, they actually have a blueberry coffee, which is really good. They do the fresh soups, the sandwiches, but the showstopper is the blueberry stuffed French toast.
Nice.
It is awesome. It's decadent. And it's one of those where you're like, oh, they use the blueberries perfectly. So if you're looking for a good knockout punch, that thing is amazing. They have their usual scramblers. They have like a good whole wheat pancake that's really good. So whenever the wife and I, we can put the kid to school, we don't have to actually hang out with them, that's where we go to breakfast.
Blueberry Hill Cafe, 9536 West 179th and Tinley Park. My spies tell me the soup is good too, and pretty soon we'll get into soup weather time, won't we?
Yes, we will. And in my household, we always do soup and chili, so I can do it any time of the year.
All right, let's move on to lunch now, and tell us about this spot in Hickory Hills, Dan.
The place that I like to go to during the week, there's not a lot of buffets left, but Pepe's Mexican Restaurant on 95th in Hickory Hills from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., they do a full buffet, not just like a couple of things, but it is everything on a Mexican restaurant menu you could do. You can make your own tacos, burritos, they got the, you know, ribs, chicken wings. It's amazing. And because Taco Bell took away my precious double-decker tacos, it's the one place I can go to relive my 20s and 30s all over again.
Is this right? $13 a person?
$13 a person with a drink, with an iced tea. Right, with an iced tea.
Be honest now, Dan. I have you hooked up to our lie detector. How many times do you go back to the buffet there?
I would have to say, when my sons are out, I'll just do it. Let's do it one good round, maybe two. When it's just me and Jill, it depends what's out there. But I've been known to go a three time. I can go a hat trick if need be.
I'm not surprised. Okay, now let's get to dinner. And what do you like here?
You know what? I just recently found out, I didn't even know this, during the pandemic that Ruth's Chris closed down. So now there's a new place called Le Grand Boucherie in Chicago. They've redone they gutted the Ruth's Chris out of there. It's a much more open area. And it kind of, when you walk in there, you're like, what kind of place is it? It's a French place, but it's actually an amazing steak place. The guys that were there had come from Mashros and all over the place, and some really cool chefs have gone over there. So they do the steaks in Chicago like we're known to do it, except they add those French sauces, which actually just add to the steak. And you wouldn't even know it to look at me, but a good tuna tartare, it's hard to find. That place, it's a hidden gem. It's amazing.
Yeah, you're so sophisticated, Dan. So you're talking about the spot downtown, right?
That's right. I do a Sudoku every now and then. I'm sophisticated.
What's for dessert?
We go to New Lenox for this seasonal place. It is called Cool Creations. Homemade ice cream that includes, you know, that waffle iron smell when they're making those fresh cones. They have what's called a waffle taco ice cream. It's chocolate dipped, and you can put any ice cream flavor you want in there, and it is something that you must come out and take a look at. It is fantastic.
Wow, Cool Creations. And you said New Lenox, or is that Lenox, or is that Lockport?
No, it's New Lenox, Lockport area. It's okay. That area.
Got it.
Now, the best part about it is that in Chicago, everybody always talks about, you know, what's the best ice cream. Mm-hmm. A lot of good rainbow cones. There's a lot of cool options everywhere, but I've never found a place that was close to Cold Stone. Because Cold Stone, to me, is like that. That's the bar. This place is about as close as it gets.
And we've heard you're also on a Boston cream mission. What's that all about?
I have been looking for the perfect Boston cream pie donut that you can possibly find. I've only found the best one to be at the Orland Park Bakery, where they have the best Boston cream donut I've ever had so far. That Huck Finn is a pretty good place for it. The Donut Vault used to have a special of it that was really up there with it. Every now and then, stands will have a version of it. But the Orland Park Bakery, if you're in that area, right off LaGrange Road, that is the best Boston cream so far that I've ever had.
Dan Levy, you hear him Monday nights with John Landecker fighting about food and the podcast Barguments. Dan, you've given us a nice to-do list for the weekend. We appreciate it.
I was going to say, I love doing these segments because it's only 6:56 and now I can actually go eat a steak right now. This is great.
Welcome to the club. Enjoy the weekend. Thanks, Dan. Good to talk to you again.
I appreciate it.